When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is World Cup Whistleblowers Daily, the show that gives you the football headlines and some concise opinion on each every weekday throughout the World Cup. I'm Mark Smith. These are your World Cup headlines for Thursday, the 8th of December. There are fears England midfielder Declan Rice could miss the quarterfinal with France after he missed yesterday's training session because of illness. The England manager Gareth Southgate faces an anxious wait to see whether he recovers to take part in training before the game, hopefully later today. Some good news, Raheem Sterling is set to return to Qatar before that game with France on Saturday. The Chelsea winger flew back to England last Sunday following a break-in at his family home in Surrey. The spokesperson for the England footballer said at the time that he'd left the England camp to prioritise the well-being of his three young children. But he is now expected to rejoin the England teammates in Al Wakra on Friday. Man City midfielder Rodri has criticised Morocco's counter-attacking game plan after they beat Spain on penalties on Tuesday. Rodri condemned Morocco's approach after Spain's unlikely defeat, saying, "Morocco offered absolutely nothing," without disrespecting them. "In the game, they did nothing. They just waited to counter us." And England midfielder Jude Bellingham's management have told Real Madrid that Liverpool are leading the race to sign the 19-year-old from Borussia Dortmund this summer. Those are your headlines. Declan Rice missed training yesterday then. No news on whether he's back yet today. At the time of recording, there's nothing out of the England camp to suggest he'll be back. So we don't know. By the time you hear this, he'll either be back and we'll all be happy, or he won't be and we'll be a bit more anxious than we were 24 hours ago. It would be a huge miss because he's cemented himself in that England midfield over the last few years. I would suggest he's probably one of the first names on the team sheet. And certainly against a team like France, where they've got those floating attackers and progressive midfielders, you know, the likes of Rabiot will make forward runs from the middle of the park. Griezmann in that 10 role, always floating around, exactly what you need a Declan Rice for. But also Mbappe, there's always the chance that Rice plays slightly further to the right of his normal defensive position, so he can cover Kyle Walker on Mbappe. So it would be a big loss, be a huge loss. But let's wait and see. I've no idea. We have got Calvin Phillips who can come in and do a great job. He's an excellent player, no doubt about that. But Rice is on a different level in terms of what he can do. He's more mobile. He is able to forward the ball a bit more, start off attacks a bit better than Calvin Phillips. But all we can do is wait on that one. This piece of news may well be out of date in an hour. Hopefully it is. Hopefully he's back in training and we're all good. But for the time being, we don't know. For more on the Declan Rice situation, here is Phil Whelans from the Stop Hammer Time podcast.
Mark, apparently Declan Rice missed training for England today. Unfortunately, in the modern game, missing training, making themselves unavailable for games, usually signals the fact that they're about to move to another team. It's sad, but it's just a fact in the modern game. Declan has, for long now, not made a secret of the fact that he wants bigger things. You only have one career, he says. Obviously, he has previous in this respect. He left Ireland and moved to England. England because he wanted to be at a bigger club and win things. So I fully expect to see him in a Brazil shirt sometime later this week, possibly in the final. If he scores, I hope he doesn't celebrate too much and goad the fans. But on the other hand, I hope the fans don't boo him too much if he does score. He's been a terrific servant to the club, and good luck to Declan in the future.
That was Phil Whelans from the Stop Hammer Time podcast, available on this very network. Some good news then. Raheem Sterling is set to return to Qatar before that game. He flew home last weekend after the break-in at his family home in Surrey. This is excellent news. Excellent news, firstly, to know that Raheem Sterling, his family are all fine and everything's sorted. Really good news that he feels comfortable enough to be able to leave them. I think he's leaving them. Maybe he's bringing them with him. I don't know. But comfortable enough to rejoin the squad. But it's great news for the England squad because they're a close group, I think. These guys, the core group of which have been together for 4 or 5 years now, they clearly get on, they clearly respect each other and like each other. And when one of your most experienced, most key players over those years in Raheem Sterling, which he definitely is, he's clearly an experienced player and clearly one of the key personnel in there, when he's back after a traumatic experience like this, it could give the squad a boost. You know, could give them a real bounce as a group. So that could be, that could be very good news for everybody. Let's talk about Man City's Rodri then. Spain went out to Morocco on Tuesday night, and Rodri is upset by this. He's criticised Morocco's counter-attacking game plan. He said they offered absolutely nothing. He said they didn't do anything. They just waited to counter us. Yeah, Rodri, that's a game plan, isn't it? That's what a game plan is. What you wanted Morocco to turn up and play wide open, expansive football against a technical Spain side that could tear them apart. Well, you wanted them to just turn up and roll over and let Spain play the game they want to play. This is football. This is the whole point. This is like boxing when they say styles make fights. This is why football's fantastic, is that a team like Morocco, who don't have those individuals, they have to win a different way. And the way they do it is by sticking to an excellent game plan and executing everything in that game plan perfectly for 125 minutes, which is what it was in the end. They defended beautifully. I talked about this yesterday. They defended beautifully and they deserved to win that game. Spain didn't have enough attacking threat, and whenever they got into good positions, they weren't able to finish. They couldn't score the penalties. You could have still beaten Morocco. You didn't score a single penalty. The penalty misses are nothing to do with Morocco being negative. It's a ridiculous, incredibly salty reply from Rodri. I think it's embarrassing, completely embarrassing that you could say that about a football team in a World Cup. What do you expect? Madness. This is madness. Okay, finally then, Jude Bellingham's management have told Real Madrid, this is according to Bild, which is the German newspaper, they say Jude Bellingham's management have told Real Madrid that Liverpool are leading the race to sign him from Borussia Dortmund. Well, look, Bellingham is maybe one of the hottest properties in world football. The money people are talking about now, it's upwards of 100 million. And, for the first time ever, I'm thinking 100 mil, that's probably a bargain for someone. He's 19 and he's got the confidence to take on big World Cup knockout games. I mean, unbelievable. But this isn't really a story. Bellingham's management telling Real Madrid, well, of course they're going to say that. This is a bidding war. Of course he's going to say that. You want clubs to bid against each other, start a bidding process and get the money as high as possible. I don't know where he's going to go. Of course I don't. But I do know that it could be a long, protracted saga. We've seen it a few times, even including Borussia Dortmund before, haven't we, with Jadon Sancho and Man United. It could be one of those. Although I do think he will leave in the summer. And I do think Liverpool have got a great shot at getting him. And I think it would revitalise that midfield at Liverpool. It'd be an unbelievable signing. To the point that I think him and maybe one other player and Liverpool would be right up there again. Right up there. So we'll see. Anyway, longer show than normal today, so I'll let you go. I'll be back same time tomorrow when we can have previews of the Friday games and the Saturday games. Great, see you then.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.